Hello, this is Ashley Peterson for WBHF, conducting interviews with candidates for Bartow County Board of Education District 2. Two candidates, Darnell Jackson Jr. and Darla Branton Williams, are vying for the seat. We are able to speak with Darnell Jackson Jr. via Zoom. Darla Branton Williams has declined WBHF's invitation to debate. Mr. Jackson, thank you for being here. We begin with your opening statement.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to everybody, to you and everybody else that's listening to the broadcast. All right. Well, my name is Darnell Jackson Jr. I'm a graduate of Cass High School, class of 1997. I'm married to my wife, Jody. We've been married 22 years, been together 23 years. She also graduated from Cass High. We have two kids, Cairo and Kalia. Both of them are graduates of Woodland High School. Over the last 20 years, since I've graduated high school, I've volunteered for the Women's Battered Shelter Teen Pregnancy Prevention Outreaches. We've also volunteered with FCA. I've volunteered at many schools in Bartow County, Paulding County, and Cobb County, going out to speak to the students through FCA. I was also a Christian musician that went out and did a lot of outreach in various other charities and churches throughout this community and some various other communities throughout the country. We've done volunteer work at Flower and Branch Children's Shelter. We've donated supplies, toiletries, stuff like that. We've also volunteered at Murphy Harps Orphanage out in Cedartown. And we've also put together some back to school events where we've raised over 1,000 backpacks to give away to families with free school supplies, some laptops, haircuts, hairdressing, other toiletries, entertainment, fun, and stuff like that for the community. So, you know, I have a footprint here in the community, Bartow County and other surrounding counties. I feel like I'm a friend of the community. And I think because of my track record, it shows that I care about the kids in this community. And I want to continue moving forward by, you know, getting on the school board and seeing if I can add value in any way possible.
Thank you. And what aspects of your experience make you the right candidate for this seat?
I've always been a forward-thinking person, very level-headed. I love working with teams. I'm an entrepreneur, so all of my businesses that I run between myself and my family, they all do pretty well, very innovative when it comes to financial literacy, just thinking outside of the box to make things happen. You know, I just feel like we need somebody that can bring another perspective to the school board and can help add value where areas where we, you know, areas of opportunity.
And school board meetings across the nation have become increasingly politicized. So how would you approach this atmosphere if you were elected?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people, especially with this race, it seemed like it's starting to heat up a little bit between not just myself and my opponent, but between some of the other opponents in other districts in Bartow County. I definitely feel like we need to stop worrying about outside politics and worry about putting Bartow first. So instead of bringing so much outside influence into the school board meetings, we need to worry about what's happening here at home. A lot of these outside influences, these hot topics that's happening across the country aren't happening here, but people are using these as, you know, points to try to rally people up, you know, out of fear or whatsoever, stuff like that. But we need to just focus on what we're doing correct here in this county and what we can continue to, you know, do correct and, you know, make our county one of the best counties in Georgia and in the nation.
Thank you. And how do you think the school system should approach the need for substitute teachers and attracting employees in general?
I think one of the things that we need to focus on is the community that we have here in Bartow County. I moved down here in the 10th grade from Buffalo, New York. We dealt with a lot of you know, issues when it comes to most urban environments, when it comes to crimes and violence, drugs, so forth like that. Not saying that we don't have that here in Bartow County, but you have it across the nation, but we deal with less of that here. I definitely feel like we have a little bit more family value and core values here in Bartow County. You know, it's people that's able to sleep with their doors unlocked at night. And, you know, I think if we, you know, if we, you know, really promote the community and the value that this community can give as far as like raising a family, the lower cost of living compared to living in some of the larger cities and everything like that, I think we can attract some very talented educators and substitutes to come here and just try to think about some other innovative things, you know, be willing to sit down with educators, administration, and see what some of the things that they're looking for that we might be lacking in some type of way that we can just all come to the table together and put some ideas and plans together to keep the retention up.
Thank you. How do you think the school board can support disabled students, especially immunocompromised students, during the pandemic?
One of the things is, I think we need to look at some other school systems and see what they're doing, you know, some other successful ones and see what they're doing and see if it's something that we can implement here. I know that with some of the policies and procedures that we have here in Bartow County, we've had people visit from, you know, different counties in Florida, from Washington, D.C. They came down to see what we were doing for the successful programs that we have going on as far as like robotics, the Read to Grow program and everything like that. So, you know, and vice versa, we need to also go out to other school systems that are doing, you know, something a little bit more successful and having success when it comes to these areas, see what they're doing and see if that works for us and if we can implement those plans and stuff inside of our system.
And if elected, what are three goals you'd like to realistically accomplish during your time on the board?
Well, one thing I want people to know is that this isn't like any other political seat. You know, this is a team effort. So, you know, if and when I'm elected, you know, I'd be having to, you know, I'd be one voice out of five voices and six, including Superintendent Dr. Page. So, you know, it's not any one thing that I can do personally, but I can definitely add value, give some incentives as far as like ideas and everything and see if we can bring things to the board. One of the things I am very interested in is financial literacy for the youth in this area. I love that we have the Career Academy, which teaches kids about skills and trades. The robotics programs, I think also adding the arts to the STEM program and create STEAM instead of STEM to where we can also have the arts included, because Georgia has a very huge entertainment infrastructure that's growing. As you know, Georgia is probably the second most used state when it comes to film production. And, you know, our music scene is tremendous as well. It's been like that over the last 20 years. So financial literacy, it put more into the arts and also the emotional well-being of our students.
Thank you. And could you speak to that emotional well-being as well, as far as, you know, what you think the needs might be for students as far as mental health and how the board can support that?
We can look at ways that, you know, we can be a little bit more innovative with budgeting to where we can get more parapros inside, see if we can also collaborate with nonprofit agencies that can also, you know, bring volunteers into the school system that can, you know, listen and speak with the students and try to see things from their point of view and see some of the real issues that they're really dealing with. One of the things that the students nowadays have to deal with is a lot of outside distractions. You know, you have the world, you know, at your fingertips with these smartphones, social media and everything. So they deal with not just things that they're dealing with at home and at school, but they're dealing with all type of outside distractions. So we need to figure out ways that we can help offer balance and bring different initiatives and programs in that can help offset some of the stresses that they're dealing with and help, you know, prevent, you know, some of the things, you know, before they get worse.
Thank you. And now we have some time for closing statements.
Okay. I know on, we're dealing with social media. Like you said, my opponent, she declined to come on here today and, you know, talk about her platform. And I think that's doing a big disservice to our constituents. You know, we need to see who are the people that's running for office and what they've done for the community. I haven't held any, you know, political rallies in this area, but I am for the students. I've held rallies in the school. I've been in the public schools as well as some of the private schools in this area. And I feel like I resonate with a lot of the young people and the students in this area. Anybody from lawyers who I have relationships in this town to people who live in the projects and trailer parks in this area. I'm the same person to all of those. All of those people have respect and have love for me. I'm not afraid to get my boots on the ground and get my hands dirty and to go out here and do what's needed for the community. A lot of people on Facebook in my opponent's camp are harping on the fact that, you know, I've voted, you know, Democrat in other various parties in the past. But I want them to know that before Trump was in office, he was a lifelong Democrat before he decided to run as president and become president and became a Republican. Also, if you want to go further back, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat at once before he switched and came over to the Republican party. He saw the worthiness in small government principles, unchanging Christian values, and these men paved the way for people who are like me. So, you know, I submit to a godly authority and I live my life in humility, stand on these principles and service and fairness and conservative values. I've been married for 22 years. You know, I'm, you know, my kids love me. I feel like I'm a good father. You know, I have great kids. I've been pouring back into this community, you know, for over half of my life. And I feel like anybody who, you know, comes in contact with me can see that and sense that. And I'm here as a servant for the community. I don't come into this seat, you know, with a political agenda. I come in here to see ways that we can better serve Bartow and put Bartow first.
All right, thank you. And thank you very much for participating and allowing listeners to learn more about your platform.
Georgia's party primaries will take place on May 24th. Early in-person voting begins May 2nd. I'm Ashley Peterson for WBHF.